The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome to Going In Raw,
the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the notify bell next to it. Make sure you're always getting that Going In Raw content. We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steve and Larson, where you guys can watch this podcast as a live stream 3 days a week. That's right, the Raw, SmackDown Live, and NXT 205 Live recaps are all available as live streams if you get on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steve and Larson. Help support the show in a financial way. We got all sorts of great rewards.
Yes.
We're also available at Pro Wrestling Tees. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, look at this great shirt. Look at this great shirt.
Hey.
Look at my shirt. It's great. You're not me.
You're not me.
You're not me. Anyways, it's at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. There you go. It's all the plugs.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're dying.
Oh, that's way too loud. Excuse me.
Anyways, how you doing today?
Well, I think you know how I'm doing right now.
Not very good.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I had a coughing fit for some reason.
Look at Alex. Speaking of the Patreon chat, Alex C's in here whining already. I like the intro being shorter. You know what? I'm going to make it longer now.
The intro of the episode or the plugs?
I'm assuming the intro to the episode.
I agree with him. I think I like the intro shorter.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
let's get right to
I'm
gonna
make it.
Content.
I'm going to make it longer.
You're going to drive away viewers.
J.S. Wooten's correct. We don't have any other superstars to do the bumpers with. One day we will, though.
Yeah.
Man. Anyways. So, last night, SmackDown Live TV. Yeah, SmackDown Live TV.
It was a fun show.
It started off about as cheesy as possible.
Even I enjoyed. I like when WWE gets super cheesy.
Oh, it's too cheesy.
Oh, it's great.
You know why? You know why it was so bad? It reminded me of, like, see, you never had, like, a real job.
That's not true. I did have a real job.
No, not really, though. Because you've never been... Oh, you know what it reminded me of? And we only had to do a couple of them. All hands meetings.
I've had to do those before.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but, like, you know, it reminded me of, like, the last ones at Machinima. Mm-hmm. Like, we only went to, like, those ones. We only went to, like, a small handful of them.
Yeah.
They used to have them every week, I think. And I remember going to Walmart within the last 6 months, right? Walking through, and there was an all-hands meeting going down where everybody just looked like their souls had been crushed.
Yeah.
Because you're at Walmart, and some idiot's talking to you about, like, inventory or some crap. That's what it reminded. It was so cheesy. But you know those people at, like, standard HR all-hands-on-deck meetings?
Yeah.
The people, there's always one or two employees who are so up with the company, who are so like, yay, this company's awesome, and everybody else is like, screw this place, it sucks. I feel like everybody in the locker room there, except for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, were that people.
Yeah.
They're all like super into it. Even like Baron Corbin.
Yeah, he was super into it.
He was super into it.
Wait to beat up The Miz.
Yeah. But then he didn't even comment. Like, Shane McMahon was like, Baron Corbin and the Sin Cara tonight, you're going to find out who goes on to face The Miz. Baron Corbin didn't even say, hey, after I beat Sin Cara.
No, I mean, it was funny. After Corbin dropped his promo, Sin Cara was clapping.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's what I pulled out, was a little moments like that made me laugh.
Yeah, no, that was funny. It was,
and I love that everybody was speaking into a mic, even though, you know, like, the room looked like slightly bigger than this one.
Right.
There was no mics necessary.
No, I know.
I understand it was to get the audio to the audience in the arena, nonetheless.
Yeah, exactly.
It just cracked me up.
Yeah. It was so cheesy.
But it was hilarious. I loved it.
Here in chat, also Milk Queen notices Baron refusing to dance to the SmackDown Rock. That was the, one of the more fun parts, is sort of looking at everybody and seeing how they're reacting to, like, the super cheesy stuff. I don't know, man. It was just, and Shane McMahon, like, I don't know. Would you want him as, like, your manager?
No, not really.
Not me neither. I feel like he tries to be, like, with the people, with, like, the employees, but he's not really.
Like, I'd have Daniel Bryan as my manager.
Oh, I'd love him as my manager, especially after he advocated for AJ Styles.
Yeah, that was a great promo he dropped last night.
But anyways, yeah, so that's how Raw started, is with the all-hands meeting where Shane McMahon was pumping up the troops. And he was also saying, you know, we're expecting Team Raw to visit us tonight, so everybody be on high alert. By the end of the show, nobody was on high alert,
though. Nobody was on high alert.
Because, man. Maybe
there was too much stuff going on during the course of the show that was exciting. It distracted people from a probable, possible Raw invasion.
Yeah, it could be.
We're back in the arena. Daniel Bryan comes down to the ring, drops a promo, talking about his attack at the hands of Kane. And then he introduces the new WWE champion, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And right as AJ is about to start, Daniel Bryan says, you know, Brock Lesnar is given an advocate. I'm going to afford you the same opportunity tonight only. Do you accept?
And the crowd starts chanting, yes.
And AJ did, yes. Yeah. And then Daniel Bryan dropped a great promo.
That was
extended.
That was a better than frickin' Paul Heyman promo.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's because we've just heard those Paul Heyman promos for so long now.
I know.
They're kind of redundant. But to see Daniel Bryan that fired up and that on point and focused.
He called Brock Lesnar a quitter.
Yeah, I know. It was great. That was fantastic. He said he tapped out to a half-ass knee bar. Yeah, that was great. He said when he couldn't stand being in WWE any longer, he quit back then, back in
2002 or 2003.
Yeah. So it was a fantastic promo, just a really, really good promo.
He concludes, AJ says, I'm not a puppet like Brock. Yeah, I don't know how I'm on the file either.
Oh, my freaking notes, man. What's going on?
AJ talked for a little bit.
He said, unlike Brock, I can talk. I'm not just a puppet. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they book this match.
Oh, AJ said, I am the underdog in this match, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
He said, this isn't a movie. This is an AJ Styles production. Both these guys, people love...
This is Rocky.
Rocky.
But this movie is an AJ Styles production.
Yeah, that's right. Both these people really loved AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan. Guess what? I love AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan, too.
Same here.
I'm firmly on board with this, but I just... the outcome is inevitable. Like, we know what's going to happen. There's no way that...
Jinder's going to interfere. AJ's going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even if Jinder doesn't interfere, he's still going to lose. To me, that's not even that's a likely scenario, but I wouldn't give it past the 70% chance of that happening. I think that they want to book Brock as strong as possible, and what better way to do that than have him give him a clean victory over AJ Styles? I don't know. I kind of feel like that's going to be the case, or maybe you think they're looking to protect AJ a bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. But AJ can, just like against Finn, like he can eat a pin.
Oh, I know he can.
He can eat a pin.
It helps when he's given the opportunity to put on a good match.
Mm-hmm.
And that all depends on whether Brock's willing to do that or not.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it all depends on if Brock likes you or not.
Yeah, seems that way.
Anyways, I'm noteless. Next up was
AJ's walking backstage, runs into Jinder.
Mm-hmm.
Jinder says, once Brock is done beating
you. Copy that and email it to me.
I'll try.
So I can have some notes.
He says, once Brock is done beating you up, it'll be no problem at all for me to take that title away from you.
Somebody mentioned this here in chat. Sean Holver did. You notice the crowd could not get on the same page with the AJ Styles
thing?
Yeah, I know. AJ,
it was like they were chanting back and forth at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Different parts of the arena.
Jinder comes up to AJ while he's roaming around backstage, and he essentially says, what we expected him to say, after Brock Lesnar is done ripping you limb from limb, you losing to Brock Lesnar will only be the beginning. He said it was an awkward sentence. I think he lost his line. But he essentially said, I'm getting my title back,
yep.
AJ Styles.
Yep.
So we'll see if that actually happens. Next up, we had
Sin Cara against Baron Corbin for the United States Championship. This was a fun match.
It was a good match. It was a fun match.
Corbin was able to keep up with Sin Cara's pace.
Mm-hmm.
Got a deep six in, eventually won with the End of Days.
You have to appreciate Baron Corbin sort of sticking to the whole I'm rubbing it in everybody's face thing when he came out. But he kind of just repeated the same thing over and over again, which was, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
I like that he
only he had switched to nothing to me.
I know. I like that he seemed to single out people along the ramp. They had had brought their own belts.
Right, yeah. That ain't real. This is the real one.
Yeah.
It's mine. I'm U.S. champion.
I'm champ of U.S.
I'm champion of us. Anyways. Baron Corbin went over with the End of Days. Sin Cara, like, basically, that's one of the fun things about the End of Days is that somebody can just sort of fall into it.
Their
inertia will carry them into the End of Days.
Yeah, that's nice.
And that's fun. So anyways, he went over. That was a foregone conclusion. We all saw that was going to happen. But they booked Sin Cara kind of strong. I'm going to say everybody, but the stronger guys kick out of the deep six,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he did. Yeah. So good for him. His familia should be proud of him, Larson.
Yes.
Next up, we had Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan backstage. Or Daniel Bryan, he had an HR issue to bring up with Shane.
Yeah, he still has a problem with how Shane has handled this entire Under Siege business.
Yeah, man.
And says, you know, we got to get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So after Survivor Series, we're going to have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane says, well, let's just do it now. What's the issue? And Daniel Bryan pushed. He said, we'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait. I hate when things are left up in the air, man.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
It creates tension, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, just tell me now.
Anxiety.
Like, you do that sometimes with me. You're like, oh, we'll talk about it. No, I'm going to talk about it now. Well, I'll talk about it later.
There's a time and place to talk about things. Sometimes that.
Why are you texting me? You're texting me that you're going to talk to me when we get here. Just text me what you want to say.
It's a conversation I want to have in person, not over
I'm
text.
Eager. I'm impatient. And I want to know now. I want
to
know now.
You have to wait. Do it on my time.
You're a real sack of rocks, you know that?
I'm a swell person. I'm a nice person.
Who told you that?
People.
Who said that? Nobody's ever actually said that.
Yeah, people told me that.
Larson, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I don't know if anybody's ever called you nice
before.
Yeah,
they have.
Maybe people might think that. I don't know
if anybody's ever said that to you. At least twice in my life, says, you're a really nice guy.
Really?
I think one time with my mother.
Oh. I don't even think my mom's ever said that to me.
Really?
No, I don't think so. She knows I'm a sack of rocks, too, you know. Anyways.
Actually, it might have only been my mom that said that was nice.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that really counts.
I one time at my old job at bank, there was this girl that worked there. She was super nice, really cool. And she's a single mom. She had, like, a couple kids, right? And I don't know where the dad was. He'd run off. And you know, I was at my old job at bank, was kind of the same way I am on camera, you know. It was kind of a prick, but I'm not like a bad guy. But
what, did I just spit on you?
No, it's like something fell. Like dust or something.
Anyways, it was a couple days before Christmas. And on my lunch break, I went to Target real quick, and I dropped like $40 on, you know, some toys. You know, I mean, you can get a lot for $40
mm-hmm,
these days.
Mm-hmm.
Brought them back, and I was like, yeah, give these to your kids, you know. And she cried. Because I was so nice.
That's good.
That's my nice. Have you ever done anything nice like that?
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
No, you haven't.
I'm joking. You're a great guy. You know, I ordered your Christmas present this morning.
Oh, really? I got to do that. Hey, you know what? Larson, you're a really nice guy.
That's three times then.
I mean that. If nobody else has said that, if you're just lying about other people saying that.
No, I for sure at least my mom has once.
I'm telling you right now, you're a really nice guy. Anyways. next up, Charlotte versus Natalya.
Another
hell of a
match. Yes, great match for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Any other show, it should have been main event, but obviously with the event.
This is like a pay-per-view quality match.
This is a really good match.
It was good.
Yeah. We kind of knew the outcome of this one, too. I wasn't 100% on it, but I was pretty sure.
Well, it's Charlotte's hometown, so usually
you
lose when you wrestle in your hometown.
Right, right. Crowd was obviously thoroughly behind her. She had total win face when she came out.
Oh, yes.
Natalya's a pro, though. These two have put on a million great matches, and this one was up there in quality with the other ones. Natalya ended up tapping out to the figure eight, but it was a great match. Went outside the ring, all sorts of great brawling and stuff. Did we see a moonsault in this?
No.
Good. Charlotte needs to chill out on those moonsaults.
She was setting up.
Scare the crap out of
her. She was climbing up on the barricade, I think, and setting up for it. But mm-hmm. then Natalya stopped her, got her in powerbomb position, then powerbombed her into the ring post.
Yeah.
I think she, Charlotte was teasing
the
moonsault, but we never saw it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Anyways.
Good match. Charlotte gave an interview afterwards, you know, saying there's been a lot of ups and downs with her family. More recently, her father's health scare.
Yeah.
He said he couldn't be here tonight, but I'm sure he's watching SmackDown like he always does on Tuesday nights. And so she starts walking up the ramp, and she's about two-thirds of the way up, and Ric Flair's music hits. Titantron hits. She acts bewildered, turns around. Ric Flair walks out into the ramp.
He starts bleeding everywhere.
Well, she sprints to him.
Yeah.
Hug. Huge pop from the crowd, utter the blood, but...
Yeah, heel turns. She
it was a very emotional
big
moment.
Big boot to the face to Ric Flair. He starts bleeding more. Arn Anderson runs out. Bang! Spine buster
on Charlotte.
On Charlotte, right? Then Ronda Rousey comes out of the crowd. Bang! Spine buster on Arn Anderson.
Ooh.
She's been learning.
But then powerbomb with Charlotte to set the match at WrestleMania, right?
Right, exactly.
None of that happened.
Yeah, it was all good. No, it was a very, very touching moment.
Yeah.
Ric Flair looked great for what he went through. He looked good.
Yeah.
Looked really good.
Looks like he's been putting some weight back on.
A little bit, yeah, because he looked bad there for a second. Yeah. He looks better now. So good for him. Didn't bleed.
No. We got another Bludgeon Brothers. They're having their debut match next week. Are you excited?
No. I mean, if it's going to get the Fashion Police more time on the air,
yeah,
maybe if that's what they're going to
get. Apparently in Europe during the tour, they wrestled a match not using the Bludgeon Brothers gimmick.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I'm telling you, man. Once I debut them as True Buds on Steve Books Raw, all bets are off, man. WWE Creative is going to come knocking at my door. They're going to say, hey, Steve. Hey, Steve. It's Paul.
Who?
Paul Levesque. I don't know who that is. The Game Triple H. Oh, crap. Am I about to get pedigreed? No. I'm going to ask you to come right for us. I really
like... Why is it funny you asked that?
I find it funny that you had the Dude Harper in a pothead gimmick. We're looking for edgier content like that. All right, cool, Paul.
You're going to be waiting a while.
Let me talk to Larson about that.
Vince Neil is retired.
So let me talk to Larson about that, see if he's on board. He might be busy. So, yeah, Bludgeon Brothers. We got their promo debuting next week. Who are they going to fight first? Are they going to be a squash match against some jobbers?
Probably.
I hope so. That's the only way I'll be on board, is if it's a, if they have, like, 6 weeks of squash matches against jobbers. Because I just like that.
Yeah.
And those are I always enjoy those. Yeah. I like to see local and
I think it'd be funny if their paths never crossed with Fashion Police.
Mm-hmm. That would be good, too. Next up, we got... Chad Gable of American Alpha 2 versus Jimmy Uso of Usos. Of course, Jay is kind of making sure his leg, I think, is okay.
Yeah, knee, I think.
Because he busted
after
up.
After the chop block from Chad Gable a couple weeks back.
Yeah, apparently it was a shoot chop block.
Seems like it. This was a good match, too.
Yeah, no, it was a really good match. Both these guys know how to wrestle.
Yeah, Chad Gable is working over Jimmy's leg.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he didn't realize that this was actually Jimmy, not Jay.
Yeah.
So there was no, you know, sustained injury from the week before.
But at the end, he got distracted. Mm-hmm. He was trying to take advantage of Jay's presence and injury on the outside. Didn't work. Got distracted. Ate a super kick and lost.
Ooh, it was a beautiful super kick, too.
It was.
Yeah. So that was awesome. I love the Usos. They're great.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Next up, we had Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens backstage talking about how they were sent back home from the European tour.
Didn't mention that at all.
How they feel like that was very unprofessional for them to be sent back, and how they're in contact with Gabe Sapolsky from Ring of Honor.
He's the work for Ring of Honor.
He's
anymore.
Not Ring of Honor.
He
no.
runs Evolve.
It's Koff.
Joe Koff is top guy at Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're talking to him right now. No, they're actually not.
No.
They were talking about basically how they're kind of, Sami Zayn's kind of bummed out that they're
not part of Team SmackDown.
Calm down there, Sasha. Yeah, they're not part of Team SmackDown. That's got to come into play at Survivor Series, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially after what happened at the during the main event during Raw Invasion.
We're filming Countout today, right?
Yes,
our predictions,
right after
Survivor Series.
Correct.
Are all your picks locked down?
No.
No?
I'm going to review the card before we shoot
and
lock them down.
All right. I think my picks are locked down.
Good for you.
Bludgeon Brothers go over at Survivor Series.
They have a match, man.
Thought they were taking on the club.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Brand v. Brand?
No.
Yeah, whatever. Let's see here. Then we had the main event, which was The New Day versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. This was great because it led to just a massacre at the hands of Team Raw.
Yeah.
So they were going at it, New Day and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. New Day dropped a promo to kick things off. And then Sierra, Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta,
they're Shield.
Yeah.
Roman.
Their music hits.
Yeah.
Mask, I don't like, though. Why do they got the half and half Raw and Shield
t-shirts? It was terrible, man. Awful. It's so bad.
Why do they do that?
It's so ugly. Who thinks that's a good idea?
Everybody else has Raw t-shirts on. Why do they have the half and half shirts?
To
sell the Shield merch. Understand.
No, man. To advertise BOGO. Buy one, get one.
Is that the deal going on?
Oh, I don't know. I know they had something that was like buy one, get a dollar off.
Yeah, that's
something.
The deal.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it was horribly ugly. Something tells me it was Seth's idea, though. I just have a feeling it was Seth Rollins' idea.
We should do one that's half and half.
They're so ugly.
No, they're great.
Didn't someone do a half and half shirt last year, too?
I think it was Seth. I think, wasn't he wearing like a half him and half Raw? I feel like Seth has done half and half stuff before. I feel like he has.
They come down to the ring. They surround it. Right as they're about to enter the ring, Owens and Zayn roll out. They escape.
That was great because it was great comedic timing. It was in tandem.
Is while the Shield was coming down and the New Day and Owens and Zayn were standing there in the ring waiting for him, that Owens would have powerbombed somebody and got the win. Then
I was
out.
Hoping that would happen, that too. No, great. I know. I was hoping they were going to take advantage. I know. But it was still, I think it was a very effective visual for all of them to be standing there, and then the two on the side is boom, and then roll out.
Yep.
I thought it was an effective visual.
So they start brawling. Yeah. Shield and New Day. Usos come out to the ring. They join the brawl.
Yeah.
The Bar comes in through the crowd.
C-Bar.
They join the brawl.
Yeah.
Cut to backstage, pretty much the entire Raw Women's division, the Survivor Series team, plus Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, that was cool.
Invade the SmackDown Women's locker room.
That was awesome. Lay out everybody.
Beating up everybody.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte's surrounded by the Survivor Series team. She turns around and takes a stiff shot from Alexa Bliss.
That was great.
Knocked out.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Back to the ring area.
Mm-hmm.
Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Titus O'Neil, and Apollo Crews. Run in through the crowd, into the ring, join the brawl. Shane McMahon leads the entire SmackDown locker room to the ring. He sprints down that ramp.
Dude, I thought he was going to throw something out. I was legitimately concerned. I was like, you have to be careful. You're kind of old and you're going down like a downward.
I know.
You know.
Lose your balance.
Yeah.
And this might be my favorite part of the whole thing. Kurt Angle comes out.
Best.
Braun's music hits. Braun kind of looks to Kurt. Kurt does this.
Yeah.
Nods his head.
Yeah.
Braun just storms down the ring, lays out the hype, bro.
It was great. It was fantastic.
After he hit, I think Zack Ryder with an elbow, he kind of looked down at him to make sure he was fine, I think, as he was walking away.
Yeah.
It looked stiff.
Yeah. No, it was great.
And then eventually all of the SmackDown roster is dealt with. They're out of the equation. They're all around ringside beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
Shane's in the ring. The Shield kind of take him around the ring so everybody on the Raw roster standing around could get some shots in.
Yeah.
They hit him with a triple powerbomb. Angle takes off his jacket.
Yeah.
Hits him with an angle slam.
Crowd is marking out the whole time, too. It's sort of like the brand loyalty thing, sort of, that I talked about, you know, like last week or whenever it was.
Yeah.
Kind of went out the window at that point. Nobody really cared. They just wanted to see. Yeah.
For it.
Yeah.
And then another triple powerbomb from the Shield.
Yeah, Shane got messed up.
Yeah, he did.
It was really cool.
And then the entire Raw roster walks back up to the top of the ramp, stares down towards Shane.
Looking good.
Yeah, nice moment.
Strong.
It's in the thumbnail, right?
Yeah, it is the thumbnail. No, it was great. It was absolutely fantastic. It was definitely a great selling point for Survivor Series, a great go-home moment. I thought it made the idea that Raw didn't retaliate immediately off the bat made this moment all the stronger.
Yeah.
That was great.
And if the algorithm holds, it guarantees SmackDown's going to win the men's match, at least.
The men's match. I think the women's match, the algorithm's not going to hold. The Raw women stood tall. I do think that the Raw women are going to go over.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. We should take some questions now.
We should.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do after we do the recap.
Pretty much.
Fat Bastard Champ Alex Foster, in kayfabe, who has the worst finisher to use in a shoot fight?
Well, we've seen like MMA. We've seen like what, the Boston Crab.
We've seen that. We've seen some power bombs.
We've seen some power bombs, some suplexes, of course. So those are the best.
Power bomb might be the best.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because if you don't tuck your chin, you're
messed
cut
up.
Yeah.
You're messed up. Yeah.
Maybe the worst.
The worst? I mean, can you get? It's one of those where the other person has to do a lot. Like, are you really going to drop a stunner on somebody?
Yeah, that wouldn't do anything.
That's not going to do anything.
I don't think that'd do anything. You know? RKO wouldn't do anything.
RKO's not going to do anything. He just, like, that's the easiest reversal in the world.
Yeah.
Literally just shove the guy, like, what are you doing? Don't hug me. Yeah. Don't hug me. We're fighting. Shoot fighting.
Yes.
Right now. I've actually seen shoot choke slams. Those are dope.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really cool, actually.
Yeah, I think the cutter.
Yeah, the cutter.
Might be it.
I mean, you know, if you compare how strong it's booked in kayfabe, how weak it probably is out of kayfabe, yeah. I mean, the leg drop, are you really going to, you know, considering how strong that's booked, you know?
Yeah.
Can you get a rainmaker off on somebody? No.
No. And if you could, it wouldn't be that destructive.
Nobody's going to spin around. Wrist lock can't be easy to maintain.
No. Especially if you're going for multiple at once. You can't maintain wrist control.
Oh, nobody's maintaining.
In the octagon.
Not for real, man. Great discussion right there.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was good stuff. So you get here and going in.
Yeah, only the best discussion.
Oh, Eddiest Jose Glorious Minivar.
Eddiest?
Eddiest. The Eddiest of Minivars. What color would you guys change SmackDown to instead of blue? It's got to be blue.
Yeah,
it's
blue.
No, I mean, what are you, green?
It's
got
blue.
Christmas theme going on there for
it's
the
blue.
Survivor Series? No, man, it's blue.
Michael Berry, why isn't the WWE doing a sing-off between Elias and Aiden English? Might be on the kickoff show. You never know.
That would be great. What is it, a two-hour kickoff show?
Yeah.
So Cruiserweight's going to be there, right?
Yeah, it's the only match, I believe, announced so far for the kickoff.
There's got to be some other
I'm sure there'll be
that they're
going to
do
there's
down
be
the line. Okay, well, name like,
oh, like... I think that's a good idea, sing-off. Great.
What else, though? Power rank that. What do you want to see? Well, I said it already, Bludgeon Brothers versus the
Well, the Bludgeon Brothers aren't making their debut till the SmackDown after. So
oh, crapola.
Take them out of the equation.
Who do you want Fashion Police to fight on the other
police
side?
Fashion Police against... Yeah, the club's fine.
Could be the club.
Yeah.
What if it was Titus Worldwide? Titus and Apollo Crews.
That's good,
they're
yeah.
a bit light, more lighthearted than the club.
Yeah.
I mean, the club does the nerd stuff, so maybe.
I think the club with the new T-shirt has like nerdometer.
Yeah,
like.
It's kind of comedic.
Yeah. All right. What else should we have?
I mean, the women's
division. Ty Dillinger against who?
Oh, what lower mid card guy that really isn't being used on Raw?
Yeah.
Ty Dillinger versus
Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, that was an easy win for Ty.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why I booked it.
All right. Good job. Well done.
Hooray for me.
Everybody. Oh, who's Bray Wyatt going to fight?
Rematch against Jason Jordan loses again.
No, that's the same brand. We
need I know. I'm aware of that.
We need somebody from a different brand. Luke Harper. If the Bludgeon Brothers aren't going to debut as a team, then how about Luke Harper?
He's not going to. No, that's not going to happen, Steve.
All right. Fine. I'm going to the bottom. You can stay at the top.
Nemo. Baron versus Miz and the Usos versus the Bar. It's not often they do heel versus heel matches.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say the Usos are heels. So rare, I can't think of any others. Has there ever been a heel versus heel match? I'm sure there has.
I mean, there has to have been, right?
Yeah. I mean, when it was Braun Brock, that was before Braun's, you know, more or less official face for
right,
TLC.
Right.
He was still more or less being booked as a heel.
He's being booked as a heel, yeah.
And Brock is kind of just exists above face and heel. He's just Brock.
I'm sure there's
same with Brock Joe.
Yeah, I'm just like blanking right now. Like I'm trying to think like high profile.
Yeah,
events,
me too. Me
you
too.
Know? When Hogan was NWO Hogan, did he fight any heels?
No, I don't think so.
Probably not. No. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there have been plenty.
I'm sure in New Japan there's been some Bullet Club members taking on Suzuki Goon members. That'd be heel versus heel.
Oh, okay. We haven't really talked about this. The Prince of Lazy Style, Quinn Fuller. With them not saying specifically that Natty will be taking Charlotte's spot on the women's team, what percent chance do you give that spot going to Paige?
What percent? 90.
I'm going to say it's as low as 50. I'm going to say it's 50-50, Natalia, Paige. It could be either way. I could see them not wanting to put Paige on a losing team. Natalia just lost. She can eat losses all day long.
Yeah. CM Punk finds it insulting. You owe money to Minoru Suzuki and
Ooh,
Brock Lesnar.
Bad idea.
Both men have said they will protect you once you pay them and kill you if you don't.
Whoa.
You only have enough money to pay back one of them. Who do you pay back and why?
Brock Lesnar.
Why?
because he said he's going to protect me, and he could beat up Minoru Suzuki.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Sure, I do. He's like twice the size.
Doesn't matter.
And like 10 years younger.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, I know Suzuki-gun has like an entire, you know, group.
I will say Brock for this reason. Minoru Suzuki lives in Japan. It's going to be harder for him to protect me in a different country.
Yeah, plus Brock could beat up Minoru Suzuki.
I'm not sure about that.
Absolutely. Let's see here. Oh, great question. Nightcrawler. Power rank people in the WWE who were born to be a heel. And he even says the number one answer is Randy Orton.
Yeah.
That dude is supposed to be a heel through and through. Other people born to be a heel.
Samoa Joe. He's best when he's a heel.
Yeah, for sure. Samoa Joe. Who else was born to be a heel?
Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I kind of feel like Roman Reigns was born to be a heel. That's why it's just not working.
Could be.
Yeah. I feel like Bray Wyatt was born to be a heel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't really want to see him clowning around with people, joking around. Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Can't tell me he wasn't born to be a heel.
Yeah, no. Tokyo Dome Hayes, when Triple H decides to retire, who does he lose to in a WrestleMania match and which Mania?
Kevin
Owens. And WrestleMania 35.
Wow, that soon?
Yeah.
I'm going to say WrestleMania 40. To, I don't know.
Otis Dozovic.
Yeah, there you go.
He likes Otis.
I really like Otis. I want him to retire me. But it's like next year. Chris Kimmel also had the same question about Paige being the fifth member, the possibility.
Stevie Bradley, does Daniel Bryan come out with AJ at Survivor Series?
I'm going to say no. That'll water down.
No, he does a one-time deal. Daryl the
Zach Parks also had that same question.
Oh, wow.
So you can go ahead.
The cat, Daryl Takahashi, power rank advocates better suited for AJ Styles, I guess, rather than Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was great.
Daniel Bryan was like prime advocate right there.
Yeah, I don't know who else could do a better
job. Samoa Joe.
Yeah, that'd been good.
Samoa Joe.
Bobby Roode.
Bobby, there you go, Bobby Roode. Yeah, I thought this was going to happen too. James the Freak Phillips. Did Braun not power slamming Shane make him look mildly ineffectual in the invasion? Seems like he should have gotten a slam. I do feel like he should have got a slam.
Yeah, I was expecting it after the angle slam. I was fully expecting it. Yeah, no, I was really surprised he didn't get one in. Maybe they didn't want to make him seem immediately too dominant.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of surprised that Cena didn't. I was surprised, but also not surprised.
Yeah, where was Cena and Randy Orton?
Cena's
Randy Orton could totally be available to take, you know.
Yeah.
You don't need to protect him that much.
I'm sure Cena is off shooting a movie. I would understand why his presence wasn't mandatory.
They should have put Cena up in a pre-recorded taped thing on the Titantron while it happened.
Instead, he's all, you can't see me because I'm actually not in the arena.
He just gives moral support to Team SmackDown.
Oh, while they're getting beat down?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, guys. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Defend yourself.
Hustle.
Defend
loyalty.
Your honor.
Respect.
Find respect.
Formal dinner Wednesday night.
Yeah. A.O. Worm has a question. Will there be a Triple H versus Jason Jordan match before there is a Triple H versus Kurt Angle match?
Good question.
One at the Rumble, one at Mania, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I could see that.
Yeah. Connor, say yeah, O'Farrell.
Yeah.
Hey, friendos, can you kayfabe power rank the 10 participants in the men's 5-on-5 match at Survivor Series? So there's 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kayfabe, who is most powerful? Right now, it has to be Braun.
Well, it's Braun for sure.
I'm going to say Braun 1.
Okay.
You have to put Cena 2.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm saying.
Cena's right there. Braun 1, Cena 2. Yeah. Hold on, I got to look at them. Where would you put Finn versus where Joe is? I think Joe is higher than Finn at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Trying to find a picture of everybody.
I know who's on the team. I'm just trying to work it all out.
I like visuals. Shows.
Put Triple H at 4.
Yeah, Triple H is high up there. Okay, here we go.
Well,
that doesn't help me.
Yeah, scroll down. We'll be there. There you go. Right there. Right there.
Okay, great. All right, here we go.
We both agree that Shane's 10.
It's like a tie between Shane and Bobby Roode. If they booked right now, Shane versus Bobby Roode in a straight-up one-on-one match.
I would hope Bobby Roode would win.
Right? But it's not a lock, is it?
Not a lock, but Bobby Roode wrestled more than like 3 matches the last 3 years, so he gets the edge at 9.
Okay, Bobby Roode's at 9. Oh, okay, so hold on a second. It's Braun, Cena, Orton,
then Triple H.
Triple H, Joe, Nakamura, Finn. It's Nakamura, Finn. Rude, Shane.
Is that everybody?
Yeah.
You didn't put Angle in there.
Crap. Angle's booked strong.
Yep.
Angle's like 6.
Well, yeah.
Angle is before before Joe.
Okay.
I'll put Angle before Joe.
Okay.
Maybe.
There you go. Done.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect power rankings.
Next question.
Great. Let's see here.
Oh, here's a good one. Studs, power rank. Who do you want as your dad? Daniel Bryan, Kurt Angle, William Regal, Shane McMahon, or Triple H?
William Regal.
Regal number one.
Oh, Regal number one. Hold on a second. Where's that question? What are my options?
Suds?
Daniel
Bryan.
Here we go. Okay.
Daniel Bryan, Kurt Angle, William Regal, Shane McMahon, and Triple H.
I'd go William Regal, Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon, Triple H, Kurt Angle.
It would be Daniel Bryan,
yeah.
Triple H,
yeah.
Shane McMahon, William Regal, Kurt Angle.
Okay. I like that we both put Kurt Angle in the number 5. Wait a second.
What?
Who did you put at number 4?
William Regal.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
That's for the, there's 3 other people that really have my father.
He's the most sage person there is in the entire WWE.
I understand that.
You want somebody who's sage, who will bring you up proper like a gentleman, but also a tough fight. William Regal should be everybody's dad, and the world would be great.
See, I feel like Daniel Bryan could do all that, too.
You know the problem with Daniel Bryan, though? He's going to go back into wrestling and then be like,
not a guarantee.
He's going to have a bum brain. Dad, what should I do? Why are you crapping your pants right now?
Because
I decided to go back to Ring of Honor in New Japan.
Because kind of
I took a couple of knee triggers from what's-his-face from that Omega kid.
Oh, yeah. What's-his-face, huh?
I took some knees to the head because I still want to wrestle. I still have a pipe dream about wrestling.
Well, that's what he wants to do.
Even though my brain shouldn't be able to take it anymore. What, are you kidding me?
That's what he wants to do with his life. He's
not going
to
be changing your diaper. You're going to be changing his diaper.
Well, I'm assuming at this point I'm already...
You're potty trained? You're potty trained? Yeah. You're good?
Okay. Am I right now?
Yeah. Are you? Sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I lost questions. There it is. Nicholas Combs, do you think there's a possibility at Survivor Series that Carmella cashes in successfully, not on Natalya, Charlotte now, but rather on Alexa Bliss and go to Raw? I think it would be a great swerve that no one would ever suspect. Thanks, guys.
Wait, what?
Well, if Paige comes back...
Carmella cashes in at Survivor Series?
On Alexa Bliss.
Oh, man.
Well, Paige returns to SmackDown.
Okay, here's the thing. That is one of those ideas that's so fantastic that they're never going to do.
Yeah, it's probably never going to happen.
So would I love to see that happen? Are you kidding me? Of course. It'd be great. Put Carmella over there on Raw. Absolutely. Ooh, I'd love that. Is it going to happen? No.
Not going to happen.
Stay on SmackDown.
Not going to happen. The glorious Steve Klein. Hey, friendos. Do you think this year's Survivor Series has the potential to be better than NXT TakeOver? Yeah. I like the card for TakeOver.
Yeah.
But I think there's only their championship is being defended, the main men's championship, and then they're obviously filling the vacant women's one.
Mm-hmm.
The stakes don't seem as high as other
TakeOvers. I agree with that.
I mean, TakeOvers always deliver in terms of in-ring action.
Yeah.
And this wouldn't be the first time that I walk into a TakeOver thinking, not super excited about it. But they always deliver in the ring.
But we're going to get the Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
No, it's going to be great. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's Survivor Series. Survivor Series is a blast, man. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Oh, JT Hosack. Is it just me? Does Kurt Angle look like it hurts to stand straight and walk? He can't straighten his knees all the way. He's got to have some really bad knees.
Yeah. Well, he's got those moonsaults, man. You're landing on your knees.
Yep.
Any of those moon salts. Eesh. Another one from Eddie Jose. What are the chances the club helps out AJ Styles beat Brock?
None.
Yeah, no. Oh, wow. CM Punk finds it insulting again. Would you rather get drunk with Kurt Angle or smoke weed with Daniel Bryan? You think Daniel Bryan smokes weed?
No.
Really? Yeah, he seems like a really clean guy.
Yeah.
You know? The answer is...
That might make it more fun.
The answer is smoke weed with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons.
Especially if he's never done it before.
Yeah, it'd be a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting drunk with Kurt Angle, you're just enabling him.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
want to do that.
Mm-mm.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, good question here from Daryl Takahashi. Did Braun sort of bury Shinsuke?
Oh, he just threw him out of the ring.
Nothing that SmackDown hasn't done already.
He's like, Shinsuke always looks so, like, out of place. Like, he doesn't know what he's supposed to be doing.
Because he's out of place.
Like, I never had to do anything this ridiculous in Japan.
Here's my thing. If Randy Orton is too big to be there, so is Shinsuke.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know? But they don't treat him that way.
No. I mean, he looked kind of out of place during the Under Siege bit. But at least there was some action going on, so,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't that obvious. But during that opening segment last night, where he's standing there just kind of looking uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Karen, how are you coping with the release of James Ellsworth? Did a video about it. That's pretty much it. Bummer.
It's a bummer. It's definitely a bummer.
But that year in WWE is going to do wonders for his career. Should he return to
the independent race? It's probably one of those things where it's like... theoretically, it might be the best thing to happen to him.
Yep.
Because here's the thing also, you know he's like super professional. That's what we've always heard.
Yeah.
So he might be back for like the Rumble or silly little one-offs here and there.
Yeah.
But more importantly, like you said, he can make a ton on the indie circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Like a ton.
Yeah.
So good for him, man. Open up that pro wrestling tee shop.
Yep. Yeah, I think he already has one.
Nice.
Fashion police informant Gary James, there are five guys who feel screwed out of the Survivor Series spot. Owen, Zayn, Rusev, Aiden English, and Jason Jordan. New cross-brand heel faction.
Oh, I like that. That's a cool idea.
That would be cool.
What's Rusev going to do with Survivor Series? Anything? He's got to be in the pre-show.
Yeah.
In the pre-show.
Him and English against somebody?
Against the club.
Everybody against
That's
the club.
That's a good matchup, yeah. All right, you ready to do trivia?
Oh, sure.
It's time for trivia. Today we've got two topics, Attitude Era and Modern Era.
You start. What are you going to start with?
Modern Era.
All right.
All right, here we go. You
okay.
ready?
Yep.
Ready for this? I feel like we've already done all these cards.
I'm going to get a new game.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea. Can it be like early history?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do something that says wrestling trivia, not just WWE trivia.
Right. Here we go.
Okay.
Big event.
Uh-huh.
What WWE superstar fought three legends, Jimmy Snuka, Ricky Steamboat, and Roddy Piper, in a handicap match with
Chris Jericho?
Yep.
What former WWE champion...
Wait, what topic is this?
Big events.
Okay.
Same as yours. What former WWE champion is often credited with the idea behind WWE's annual Tribute to the Troops show?
JBL.
Yeah.
Championships. Who defeated John Cena in a Hell in a Cell match in October 2009 to become WWE champion a fifth time?
2009?
Yeah.
Randy Orton.
Very good. I probably would have said Edge.
Championships. Who won the ECW Championship in the Extreme Elimination Chamber match at 2006 December to Dismember?
Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Superstar bio. What WWE superstar was known to spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool?
Carlito.
Very good.
Superstar bio. Who did Paul Heyman draft from SmackDown for the newly formed ECW brand in May 2006?
I'll say CM Punk.
Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. Big events. After losing to him, did CM Punk debut in ECW? I mean, he debuted.
So, yeah.
Okay. After losing to him twice before, who at WrestleMania 19 finally defeated Stone Cold Steve?
Oh, that's The Rock.
Yeah, very good.
Big events. What superstar returned to WWE at Survivor Series 2002, attacking both Matt Hardy and Christopher Nowinski?
When? 2002?
Yes.
Who returned in 2002?
Yes.
I'm For some reason, my mind just said Hulk Hogan, brother. Well, that didn't happen. Who returned in 2002?
Yes.
I don't know, RVD?
Scott Steiner.
Oh, okay. Nice. Jesus, what the hell? Who, what WWE champion had that customized smoking skull championship?
Oh, that was Stone Cold. At 1999 Royal Rumble, who did The Rock defeat in an I Quit match to win the WWE championship for a second time?
Mankind.
Yes.
Superstar bio.
Superstar bio.
Triple H ruined what superstar's wedding with Stephanie McMahon?
Test.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Six.
I mean, these are really easy.
What superstar and former WCW champion went by the nickname Big Papa?
Staff Steiner.
What'd you get, four?
I got four. I think I got four. Four or three.
Hooray for me.
Good job.
Another solid outing.
Hey, well done. You're a nice guy.
Oh, thank you.
You're a really nice guy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My mother tells me that.
Really?
Don Marie and Taz.
One from last week, too.
You know, I keep all the cards. Oh, this one's autographed. I can't keep that one.
Building up quite the collection there.
Yeah, I keep them all in my computer bag.
I don't, man. They're just thrown about.
Yeah, so there's no way of keeping track how many you actually have. Huh?
Right. But I know I'm winning.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, for sure.
No way.
Absolutely. Totally winning. Winning at this one, I already won at Kayfabe Corner.
No.
Our grand finale, I wanted that, too.
No, we didn't have
but you know what? You're a nice guy. So you got that going
that
for you. But nice guys finish last.
Not
so.
Always. I'm going to finish first this year. Prove that theory wrong.
Probably not. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thank you very much. Where's my music button? Out music. There we go. Look at that. You got some music going on now. Anyways, thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.